cosa nasa.
Spirit, to be free and say all that's in your heart and walk as only you can walk. Take us beyond the language of the message into the experience of the truth, and let our lives bring joy to the Father's heart, bring justification to redemption, and bring advancement to the work of God on the earth. We thank you. Open the ears of the Spirit of everyone to hear what the Spirit is saying. And we give you all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. The things of God. I started looking at understanding generations and generational truths last Wednesday. And if you still remember, we dealt with three levels. How many of you remember that? Natural. Kingdom. And church. Church and kingdom are connected together. Of course, this is also involved, but we said natural is 1 to 5 years gap and grouping. Kingdom is what? 3 years. Church is 1 year. And we did an example of the children and some adults last week, okay? So we also write spirit, soul, and body today. We'll see how far we go in today's teaching. But the first point I wanted to write down are the three major attacks that the devil brings against the things of God and God's people in every generation, particularly our generation. Number one is to make the things of God look stupid, unintelligent, irrelevant, and backward. That's his first line of attack. To make the things of God, everything of God, whether prayer, Bible study, born again, things, the Bible itself, church, and all things like that, make it look stupid, unintelligent, irrelevant, and backward. Okay? That's why somebody can make you feel it is stupid of you to be listening to a pastor. But it is not stupid of you to listen to a professor. Do you understand that? Okay? And then if you are not aware of where the attack is coming from, you think that he's saying something sensible. Okay? A pastor, in the true sense of the word, is not different from a professor. Only that they operate in different fields. A professor of psychology is dealing in the natural study of the soul. A professor of physiology is dealing with natural study of the body. Am I correct? A pastor is a professor of spiritology. Now, the real man is a spirit who has, this is a possession. This is the house. Okay? So, if you talk of a car, for example, the body The car will be the body, the body of the car will be like this. All right? The engine will be the soul. The driver will be the man. All right? Who is most important? Huh? So, the spirit is the man. This is a faculty. This is the house. Okay? The world wants to respect this man and respect this man and despise this man. Did you get that? Okay? Now, man is a spirit who has a soul and lives in the body. So, he operates in three worlds or three realms. With the spirit, you contact the spirit realm. With the soul, you contact the mental realm. With the body, you contact the physical world, the physical realm. Now, each realm has a lot of activities going on there and things like that. Amen. And because he operates in these three realms, he has to understand how to effectively dominate and be successful in the three realms. Did you get that? So the first line of attack of the devil, if he's going to defeat man, is to discredit this realm to us. If he can't succeed in discrediting it, he makes it confusing. It's either he makes you to despise it or make you to be afraid of it. So you find some people don't want to have anything to do with the spirit realm at all. I hope you follow what I'm saying. I remember a particular woman that the son, when the son was in his teenage years, very wealthy family, God sent a teacher to be teaching the children in secondary school. They have a private teacher for the child, comes to their house. And the private teacher is born again, a Ghanaian, I think, and wanting to talk to the child about salvation and Christianity. But the mother said, no, I don't want him to have anything to do with that and things like that. So they left it. Now the young man is over 30, very brilliant, but his life is not moving on. Gotten involved in drugs, had all kind of problems and issues in life because there is an ancestral flow that attacks firstborn sons, where he comes from, that they didn't deal with. God coming to that boy in his teenage years was to have built defenses here for that ancestral flow not to catch him. So the mother was afraid of the spirit and because they don't understand it. Do you get that? Now, just like that, there are people that are afraid of hospitals today. Do you know that? That don't believe in going to hospitals. There are people that don't believe in going to banks. Do you know that? They prefer to save their money at home, even in today's world. Does that mean that banks are wrong? They are cheating themselves. So the same way, when the devil makes you afraid of the spirit realm, he has actually separated you from your reality because you are a spirit that is to master the human existence and experience. You are not a human being trying to master a spiritual experience. You are not a human being trying to catch a spiritual experience. That's why the devil has defeated us. So you see, people want to fast to catch some spiritual high, like people that take cocaine and get into a feeling that is strange. Do you get what I'm saying? No, you are a spirit. That is who you really are. That you are now put in the human flesh. An angel is a spirit. The difference between an angel and ourselves is the fact that an angel does not have a human body. So the experiences that we have in the human body, I feel hungry, you want to marry, he doesn't understand why you are feeling like that. You are a spirit like himself. He has a terrestrial body. He has a celestial body, you have a terrestrial body. In the terrestrial body, the food we eat is different from what they do in the spirit realm. And the feelings that we have are different. And then between the terrestrial body and the spirit man, there is this faculty like an instrument called the soul. The soul has three components: the will, the emotions, and the mind. Okay? The will is the decision maker, the leader, the one that chooses. The emotions is the one that feels. The mind is the one that thinks. I hope you follow what I'm saying. Your feelings are the closest to your Your emotions are closest to your body. So what happens to your body? You feel, I don't feel good about that person. I just don't like that person and things like that. Okay? Those things are not supposed to guide you. They are just to give you information. And you analyze the information. Somebody can have fever in his body. Fever can be the manifestation of many different diseases. To just go and take Panadol because you have high temperature does not mean it is safe. A doctor takes that information and takes it to a correct machine to analyze those tests here and there, and then come to a conclusion. This is actually what is causing the fever. So if you feel somehow, does not mean that is how you should go. A young man feels sexual movement towards a lady, does not mean that is the person you should marry. After you marry, you still feel sexual movement towards a lady, doesn't mean you divorce your wife and go and marry this one. That is what animals do. Animals follow their feeling. You have feelings like having sex, like have sex with this one, have sex with another one. You don't know the father of any animal. Have you ever seen an animal that you know the father? Because you don't know which one has slept with which one. Human, the devil wants to reduce human beings to be like that. So we are not to follow our feelings. Even the thoughts that come to your mind, you are supposed to subject it to tests. And check, where is this one coming from? Is it coming from God? Thoughts come to your mind from God, from the devil, and from yourself. And then from the world around you. And you now check it. Is this if this thought is okay, where is it coming from? If it's coming from around me, is it safe? If it's coming from inside me, is it okay? Thoughts can come from inside you that is not safe. Do you get what I'm saying? For example, you are an Igbo man. You have been raised not to trust a Yoruba man. And then a Yoruba man proposed to your daughter. And you say, the thought that have been inside you, come up. It doesn't mean that it is from the devil. It's just from your prejudices. Thoughts can come from your education. If you're a barber, you can look at my hair now and say, if I can just get daddy for 30 minutes, I can do his hair properly. That's a thought. A fashion designer, when he looks at somebody, he begins to look at the cut. He's thinking. That is a thought from your education and training. A thought can be coming from your abuses. If you are a slave, you are thinking about life in a particular way. White think from the past of being owners of slaves towards blacks. That does not mean that that is correct. Many blacks think from the past and history of slavery towards masters. Do you get what I'm saying? That is not wrong. That is not right. We have to find thoughts from the word of God that now begin to correct. If you are thinking from your abuses, you correct it and start thinking right. Do you get what I'm saying? You don't need anybody's permission to be who you are. God has given you a permission and a right to be a human being here. So you have a right to be a human being as much as any other person has a right. Are you following what I'm saying? But you are going to meet people that what is informing their thoughts and their decisions is from something wrong. Now, whether that person is not going to impose that on you or not is going to be by your own permission. How you handle that? Do you get what I'm saying? So the first line of attack of devil is to discredit this area. You remember when Jesus was walking on the water? Okay, in the book of, I think, Mark chapter 5. He told them to go to the other side, and then there was a storm and he was walking on the water. And when they saw him walking on water, the Bible says they were afraid and they said, it is a spirit. They were afraid. It is a spirit. They are spirits and they are afraid of the spirit. You see, devil had taken man away from the spirit and given man a fear of the spirit realm. It's just like the devil deceive a child from his father's house and give him a fear of that house. The child prefers to go to every other house except his own father's house. Every time he says, your father says, he. The father says, come on, now come on. I'm not sure. But he likes to go to other places. You know what? He'll be suffering. They are not treating him right there. His father is waiting to treat him correctly. He's not functioning. He looks like the rest of the siblings, but he doesn't accept them. Because somebody has deceived him that is not a safe place for you to go. That's like the devil. Now, if he convinces you that you have to be living inside water, you begin to get inside water, you die one day. Can you get what I'm saying? So the education in the world, all the education in the world is based from here and here. Are you following what I'm saying? And to function in the three realms, God gave different faculties to man. For the physical function, he gave us five senses. Everybody understand the five senses? For the mental function, he gave us the faculty of the mind, all right, emotions, feelings, he gave us thoughts, imaginations, reasonings, okay? For this one, he gave us the faculty of faith. Now listen to this.
Your eyes are a faculty that is given you to function in the physical realm. Did you hear me? Your eyes were not given you to function in the spirit realm. Did you get what I'm saying? Your mind is a faculty that God gave to function in the mental realm. If you don't have a mind, you can think. But you do have a mind, so you can think. You can generate thoughts, and thoughts can lead to feelings. Thoughts can stir up feelings. Thoughts can lead to behaviors and things like that. And certain behaviors won't change unless you change the thoughts behind them. That's why the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can't be transformed if your mind is still thinking the old way. Okay? So now, watch this now. What your eyes do for your body in the physical world is what faith does for the spirit in the spirit realm. It's not different. In fact, what all the five senses do in the physical body, your faith sense does for you in the spirit realm. Are you following what I'm saying? As it were now, your spirit, if you are to see in the spirit realm and see a man in the, what is the composite picture that you call it now? If there's a composite picture, if a camera can take a composite picture that take your soul, your spirit and your body, like some machines, like X-ray machine, can take what is inside your body. Are you following what I'm saying? That picture will take your body and take, you see a soul, okay? And then you see the spirit. The spirit will have a shape like your body because it is you. Are you following what I'm saying? And that is why sometimes when people die and they step out of the body, before he goes into the spirit realm finally, he looks down, he's hearing everything they are saying, he's talking but they can't hear because the voice of the spirit cannot be heard by the physical ears. He's speaking, but the physical ear that people are tuning in cannot hear. Are you following what I'm saying? They are talking. He can hear, but he can't communicate back. Do you get what I'm saying? If somebody is there that his spirit ears are open, he can pick it. That is why sometimes in some cultures, some animals have been identified with extrasensory perception. How many of you have heard of that terminology before? ESP. Extrasensory means this perception is coming out of the measurable perceptions of the five senses. A dog, for example, has been known to have extrasensory perception. A cat, for example, has that. Are you following what I'm saying? Sometimes when people die, their dogs have been known to behave strangely the night that the owner dies. Most likely, the dog is perceiving the departure of the spirit out of the body. So it's behaving. Sometimes dogs have been seen to cry when the owner is dying. Okay? But people didn't understand that. But there's no school that can teach people the function of spirits. There have been people that spirits have hung around. Most of the time, the education that the world has had about spirits is demonic intrusions. There has not been any adequate education about angelic side or the positive side of the spirit realm because the devil doesn't want that to happen. He wants the only education that you have about the spirit realm to be the demonic side. Because he is in control there and you give him dominion and mastery over the human race. So wherever anybody is teaching about the positive side of the spirit realm, angelic side, he wants you to despise and say, that is stupid. We don't believe in angels now. With the same only wood in America that don't believe in angels, almost all their films are full of ancient ideologies of idolatry of the Roman Empire, the Greek Empire, the Hellenic traditions of Zeus, Zoroaster, and things like all those kind of things, even names and things. Companies today, Nike, the swish that I did a teaching for you of different companies in the world, Starbucks, the biggest coffee seller in the world, the picture, Versace is the picture of Medusa in the logo of the company. Different, they don't see anything wrong in that. I'm coming to tell you the second line of attack over there. The first line is to make anything of God look stupid, unintelligent, backwards, so that nobody would feel stupid. Our children are being made to feel ashamed of the Bible now in the world. Even many churches are afraid of the primitive practice of Christian, like casting out devils, speaking in tongues. There are churches today that are no more speaking in tongues publicly in their Sunday services. There are churches that don't believe in raising up. And that's how the Orthodox Church became dead. They wanted to conform to a world that doesn't respect their God. But they wanted their presence. Are you following what I'm saying? There's nothing that a big man in the world that doesn't believe in God is going to do that to what I'm doing. If he wants to come to church, he should sit down and abide by the rules of the kingdom. People have accused me of, well, your pastor doesn't want to bring us into his church and things like that. There's simply nothing any politician is going to add to what I'm doing except what I want to add to him. Are you following what I'm saying? And that's not saying it pridefully. I'm saying it because a man can't add to God. God is one that adds to you. Do you get what I'm saying? Praise God. Very important, we need to understand that. And it's time for Christians to start standing up for what is right. Amen? God has his own way of doing things. So we see the devil discredit this realm. Doesn't want us to get involved there. Because once you get involved there, the first thing you will notice and find out there is that the devil has been ejected from the spirit realm. The devil is like a human being that has no natural nationality. You know, there are some human beings today that don't have a passport. They are stateless. The devil is a stateless spirit in the spirit realm. Heaven is no more his home. The earth is not his own. Everything he does on the earth is borrowing human authority to do it. You can defeat the devil with your birth certificate. The first ticket to human authority on the earth is a natural birth. And once you can have a date of birth, that's why you find countries that are serious in the war, the first thing they ask you to put down on your document is DOB, 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 date of birth, date of birth, date of birth, date of birth, date of birth. Are you following what I'm saying? You wonder why are they concerned about the date of birth is the proof that you're a human being here. So your birth certificate, you can use to slap the devil. Where is your own? What right do you have to operate here? Are you following what I'm saying? So you've got to be understand where your authority comes in as a human being. The authority of a human being on the earth begins with being born. A spirit can be hanging around. He has no authority here until he borrows a human body. If he can't get a human body, he will try to find an animal body. That's how the devil got inside the serpent. At that time, there is no human body that is in sin that he could get inside. So he could only come in through an animal. Amen? And today, he can find people. So you have to be careful if somebody is talking to you. You must be careful who is talking through. Is it God or the devil? Every time human beings open their mouth, they release either God or the devil, including yourself. You have to discipline yourself not to speak from the devil. When Jesus went in Matthew chapter 16, when Peter said, "Far be it from you to go and die," Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Was he calling Peter Satan? No, Satan had entered him. He was talking through his mouth. Only God knows how many people have followed counsel that was the devil that directly gave it to them through a human agent. Sincerely. Amen. So we see this realm. This is so important because the devil's attack now is to destroy the next generation and make the next generation so weak. And the weakness is not a frontal attack, by making them ashamed of their heritage, ashamed of where they come from. Are you following what I'm saying? When Michael Jackson was alive, most people knew his problem was inferiority complex. He was ashamed of being black. He bleached himself to the point that almost white, changed his nose so many times, wanted to look like a white man. But he was not one. Are you following what I'm saying? Some of you are still suffering that inferiority complex today. You are not confident of who you are. You are not comfortable in your natural skin. There are women today that are doing breast enhancement, tummy suck. It doesn't change nothing. You can have the most gorgeous body. If you are still inferior inside, you are still a cripple inside. Are you following what I'm saying? This pseudo sophistication isn't going to change you unless you are real inside. You can't function effectively as you cannot perform outside different from how you really are inside yourself. You get what I'm saying? Praise God. There are men that shave their hair today. Skin cut has become very exciting. Skin cut started like sagging of trousers. People don't find the history of things. Skin cut started with men that were ashamed of their white hair. They still wanted to appear young, so they shaved the white hair so everything looked normal. And then began to catch on and things like that and all that. Amen. Sagging was what people do in prison. In American prisons, the trousers drop down because when they get in, they remove their belt so that they don't injure themselves. So the trouser is dropping. That was how it started originally, and then it became a signal for homosexuals to signal to each other that it's available. Now you find young people that are stupid and idiot, uneducated, unintelligent, illiterate, musicians, go and be sagging without any, that's criminals that do that, and homosexuals. And somebody ought to tell them, go to school, bro. And read up about what you're doing. And find out the origin of you. You wouldn't like to do that again. Amen? So very important. We as God's people need to understand that. The time has come for Christians to stop being ashamed. Are you following what I'm saying? Of the Bible. Because that's the only book that tells us. That is the only textbook for spiritology. Now there are many books that have been written because the church was not teaching on it. All kinds of groups have come up with their own versions of spiritology. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, the second line of attack of the devil, watch the second line of attack of the devil against God's people and against the things of God, is to make the ancient evil things of the devil look innocent, modern, relevant, exciting. In fact, the new wisdom.
Holy Spirit, the greatest form of wealth on the earth, is a point-blank treatise on the financial destiny of every Christian. Reverend Olusola Areogun explains in great details how Christians have the Holy Spirit as their greatest advantage in the world today. In this book, discover the 8 fatal attitudes that causes financial setback, the world forms and wealth channels, the good side of sex, fashion and wealth, and how the Holy Spirit becomes your wealth. You can get a copy of this book at any dream center nearest to you. Or better still, you can call 0807-608-5182 or 0805-670-5969 or 0303-725-2124. Jesus is Lord.
We've got an answer.
Got an answer.